Record rainfall across the Northeast in July has clogged the Chesapeake Bay and its beaches with logs, debris, and other trash. And cleaning it up is no easy task. WYPR's Joel McCord was at Sandy Point State Park over the weekend, where volunteers and park rangers worked to get the beaches clear.
A group of about 50 volunteers fanned out across the park's east beach, scooping up armloads of driftwood, plastic flower pots, and other debris that had been washed ashore. And they tossed it into those big yellow recycling containers. They emptied the containers into a huge scoop on the front of a tractor that a park ranger drove along behind them. The ranger headed for a dumpster, and the volunteers began scooping all over again. There was Samantha Straub, a teacher at the Severance School. She says she wasn't expecting as much small stuff.
I was expecting larger chunks of like that big log floating out there. But the amount of just like tiny plastic and sort of shredded styrofoam, as well as, you know, nature's mess, like sticks and things like that, it really makes it not pleasant to come to the beach or swim, you know.
And then there was Jen Brienza from Glen Burnie, who said she had been in a Facebook discussion about the mess and saw somebody wondering what are they going to do about it.
And I'm talking to my daughter and I'm like, well, who's they? Who do they think they are? I'm like, we're they. So we signed up the next day for their cleanup and came down here to help.
Her daughter, Jaden Shiflett, saw it in more pragmatic terms.
Well, if I want to go swimming next time, better get my butt out here and clean it.
And while the beach was littered with driftwood and trash, Patrick Bright, the Southeastern Regional Manager for Maryland's Park Service, says it was worse earlier in the week.
On Tuesday afternoon, there was a chicken coop, there was a shed box for blue crabs, and then there were probably about every 200 feet along the beach was a tree or a giant root ball, you know, that had washed presumably all the way down the bay and ended up on our shorelines.
Maria Schaefer had worked her way onto the stone jetty at the south end of the beach and was dumping driftwood into a large gray trash can.
So I'm here, this is my backyard, and I'm here to make a difference and try to clean out the waters.
She's a teacher, and she says she's worried about the kids.
We want a safe environment for the kids to come and swim, take a break. Not everybody has a big backyard, and our environment is the backyard.
The rangers and the volunteers all expressed a sense of ownership in the park and the Chesapeake Bay. You could hear it in Ranger Manny Toscana's safety briefing.
This is a really special event that you guys are here for. You know, this is our bay, so it's something that we need to take care of. And you guys being out here, it honestly makes me feel really good about, you know, our future.
Or in Susan May's summation.
That's it. It's our bay. Our beach, our bay. If we don't take care of it, who will?
The Park Service's Bright says they took between 25 and 30 dumpsters worth of trash off the beach in the first 4 days of the cleanup. Their dumpster supplier charges by the ton, so they'll know for sure how much trash they got rid of when they get the bill. I'm Joel McCord at Sandy Point State Park for 88.1 WYPR.